Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. It's time for us to distance travel to South Africa and enjoy the Planetary Activation Series with Celia Fenn. These series of activations are designed to support the New Earth timelines by accessing the sixth dimension and co-creating the dream of the New Earth into a powerful story that will carry Earth forward into her future destiny. Celia Fenn is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders. She is an international author and spiritual facilitator. She is well known as a channel for Archangel Michael and the founder of Starchild Global. She travels the world to work with groups of people, the energies of Archangel Michael, the Elohim angels, the Councils of Light, as well as the Cetaceans, to bring information about the transformation and ascension of the planet, the Christ Consciousness and the Diamond Codes, the significance of the Grail Codes and the Sacred Heart, and the work of the Indigo, Crystal, and Diamond Star Children. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. At any moment, to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with Celia. The Earth is ready. She simply awaits the stories that you, as Masters of Time, will weave in the sixth dimension of imagination and archetype to carry her forward. 2016 energy is that of major transformation on all levels of society on Earth. Your soul missions keep pushing you to engage the creative imagination and to dream and tell stories, paint pictures, create music and dance that stabilizes the spinning timelines and aligns Earth with her destiny as a planetary star of diamond light. Celia is the author of A Guide to Complementary Therapies in South Africa, the ebook The Indigo Crystal Adventure, and The Diamond Codes, Light Information for the New Reality. Celia also works online through the Global Seminar Room, offering online webinar courses to a global audience and certificate courses in the new shamanism. Private channel sessions are also available on a limited basis. www.starchildglobal.com. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Now, relax, get comfortable, and allow the activation of the day.
Thank you, Danny. And welcome, everybody, to Charlotte View and our Planetary New Year Activation with Celia Fenn. In June solstice, there were some shift of energies that initiated a series of powerful events that have been determining the next phase of our personal and planetary evolution. Tomorrow, in July the 26th, we will enter into the planetary new year when incoming waves of transformative energy precede the grand cosmic wave of the Lion's Gate portal on the 8th of August, 881. At this time, new light codes templates for the coming year are integrated into the Earth's crystalline New Earth grids. If this information sounds very strange and very grand, and you want to put it in words that we can understand, that's the reason Celia is here with us, so she can share what is the planetary new year, the Lionsgate portal, and today, which is the day of no time. Celia, thank you for coming here to Charlotte View and sharing your light, your soul, and all the knowledge that you have.
Hello, Claudia. Thank you so much for inviting me here today. And hello to everyone out there around the world. I know that there are many people listening from many different countries. And it's really so wonderful to have this global family connection with all of you. And yes, it is a very exciting time, Claudia. It's the day out of time today, and tomorrow is the new year. So I thought I would start off by explaining to people, those who don't know, what this is all about. And then we'll go on to talking about the opening to the seventh dimension, which is really, really exciting. There's such a powerful wave of higher consciousness coming into the planet. And we'll look at what that means for us and how we can embody these energies and how we can begin to create in alignment with these energies, which, of course, is the important thing. And then the highlights will be our activation with Archangel Michael, which will prepare us for embracing these energies and for moving into the space of the seventh dimension or the master energy. So, that sound good to you, Claudia?
It sounds fantastic. Just let me ask you something.
Yes.
In order to know that we're ready for all of what you are saying, does it only take for us to say yes?
I think so, because you know how things work on the planet. It all works with energy and attraction and a resonance. So if you are here and if you are listening, then you are resonant with what is happening. And all you have to do is indeed say yes and open your heart, and you will be integrated into these energies. And of course, if you don't want to, then all you have to do is say no, if you want to do it at a later time. But certainly, I think everybody who's been attracted here is ready to take the step forward into the new reality.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Let's start today. Okay, you, Claudia. Yes, okay. Ready. I hope the rest of you are ready too. It's quite a ride. You know, bring it on, bring on the new energy, but be ready for quite a ride into the new reality. And as I was going to say, today was quite a ride because the energies have been, wow, I would call them spacey. You know, I felt like I had a hole on the top of my head, and there was just the galactic energy pouring into my brain and my pineal gland. But that is the whole purpose of the day out of time. Because to explain it to people, what happens on the 26th of July is called the planetary new year, or the galactic new year. And that is when a new cycle of time begins related to the galactic transmissions of light that come from the center of the galaxy and from the divine heart, the cosmic heart. So each year, a new cycle of evolution and development and manifestation begins at this time. And the ancient Egyptians and the Mayans were very connected to this truth. They knew about it and they celebrated it. It was a wonderful time for them, especially the ancient Egyptians, because this correlated with the rising of the Nile and the appearance of the star Sirius alongside the sun in the morning. And in Egypt, this represented a time of great blessings because the Nile bringing water to the land brought abundance and fertility and blessings. And the same thing happens now at this moment because the cosmic or galactic river of blessings is flowing to the earth. And as we open our hearts and we open ourselves, we are able to receive these blessings into our hearts and into our lives. So what is truly happening is we are being inundated with a flood of divine light and divine blessings that we can work with and flow with in order to create the kind of reality that we want in our lives and on the earth. So the day before the new year was called the day out of time by the Mayans, because it represented a time when the old cycle was finished and the new cycle had not yet begun. So that's where we are now. We're in this in-between time, the day out of time. There is no time. We're not in one cycle. We're not in another. We're between them. And that is a magical time because we're just floating in this incredible ocean of possibility and probability. What will be? What will we choose? What will we create? And as we float in this, it's such a powerful time of initiation, and we are the ones who initiate this new beginning. So today you might feel that spacey, magical, fun energy. I find it very powerful in my body. It makes me feel like I've had too much coffee without having too much coffee. It's like you're on edge and you're just wanting to go. And together with that, you might feel a bit tired or a bit anxious because your body is receiving a lot of energy. Your nervous system is handling a lot of energy. So just be aware that you might feel a bit strange. You might feel a bit anxious. You might not sleep too well tonight, but it's all good because you are receiving this powerful flow of energy into your body. Now, the 26th represents that moment tomorrow when the new year commences and we start with a new time cycle. And it also represents the opening of this powerful portal which channels this galactic light onto our Earth, which is called the Lion's Gate. So, of course, astrologically, we're moving into the sign of Leo, which represents part of the sky that is connected to this powerful flow, representing the lion, Leo. And this Lion's Gate, which opens, brings us powerful new light codes and energies that we can use to manifest and create in this new time cycle or timeline that we are beginning. Now, this happens every year. There's a Lion's Gate every year, and every year we can start a new cycle or a new timeline using this energy. And the important thing is to lift ourselves to the next level. Okay, we're not going to continue creating at the same old level, like going round in circles. We're going to lift ourselves to a higher level of creation. And this energy, this Lion's Gate, culminates, as Claudia mentioned earlier, on the 8th of August, or the 8-8. Now, this year is an 889, which is the completion, but also because we're doing from 2016 into 2017, it's also an 881. And because we are picking up on the energies of commencement, initiation, we're going into the 881, which is a new beginning, a new cycle. Okay, so I think this is good news to many of us because I think we've become a bit weary of the ending of the cycle that we're in at the moment. And when we look around us, we just see so much chaos and so much that we don't want in our lives, that it's really comforting to know that collectively, as a global group, we are moving into a new beginning and that we have the opportunity to create something different and something that is more in alignment with where we would like to be in our lives. So that's really, really exciting. And I think that's really helping us to move through these difficult times that we're living in. Now, the most important, I think, and most exciting and wonderful thing that's happening with this new Lion's Gate, the energy that's coming through, is that those of us who are here and who are ready and who have done our work in terms of releasing what we don't need and activating what we do need, which of course is our light body and our connections to our galactic self and our connections to the earth. When we have these connections in, when we're ready, we are now standing at the portal of stepping into what Archangel Michael terms the seventh dimension. Now, I just want to say that these dimensions are just helpful in ways of understanding the movements of higher consciousness. And last year, we moved into the sixth dimension very clearly. And this was the moment when we connected with our creative imagination, our creativity, with the archetypal realms, and really activated a whole new part of ourselves that led to the, or was carried out in alignment with what Archangel Michael called the Emerald Codes, which was our connection and our reconnection to the earth and to nature. So we had the Diamond Codes, which connected us to the galaxy and to our galactic heritage. The Emerald Codes, which connected us to the earth and our earth heritage, and the opening of our heart center, which allowed us to be in balance. So now we are ready to step into what Archangel Michael calls our mastery or our embodied mastery, and to be completely masters, ascended masters. Now, Archangel Michael says that this has always been the aim or the desired point. I won't call it the end point because I think we go on evolving and ascending. But in this particular phase of our evolution, it has been what we desired to reach to, the mastery of light and the mastery of our environment, the earth. And as you consider that, Archangel Michael says, you might feel, well, I don't feel that I'm a master of anything. You know, I'm tired. There's so much going on. There's so much chaos. How can we call ourselves masters? But this is the whole point, is that as you become more still and more peaceful and more integrated in your own being, so it almost seems that what's going on outside is somehow more chaotic and more frenzied because your inner reality is becoming more peaceful, and you're noticing what's going on out there. And of course, the second part of embracing and embodying your mastery is that your inner peace becomes so powerful that it starts to affect the outer world, and that the peace that is you becomes the peace that is around you, and the peace that is around you becomes the peace on the earth. So this is the whole point of the stepping into the seventh dimension, is that we, as a family, as a group of light workers, are ready to embrace our mastery and to accept that, no, we're not perfect. No, we can't walk on water, but we can hold peace and harmony in our beings, and we can create according to that peace and that harmony. So, does that sound good to you, Claudia? You with me here?
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. I can't wait.
Okay, so it's happening right now. You don't have to wait. let's just talk a bit about what that means, what it feels like to open to the seventh dimension. Because, of course, it's not just happening today. I think most of us who are listening, who are part of this gathering, have been opening ourselves to this energy from about February. That's when it started to come in, February, March. And we might have been feeling not so good. and wondering what was going on with us and why was everything so crazy. Now, how Archangel Michael explains that is that as this consciousness rises, and because we are aligned with our master energies, this energy comes in from our soul, comes in from the galaxy into the soul, and the soul transmits it down into the body. And the first place it hits is the pineal gland. Okay, so immediately you're getting a powerful shunt of energy into your pineal gland. And so you might have felt an increase in symptoms that are related to your nervous system, because energy goes from the pineal gland into the body via the nervous system. So not being able to sleep, feeling edgy, feeling irritable, feeling anxious, okay, all of those are symptoms of a lot of energy coming into the body. Now, all of you have worked on yourself and you've done your meditations and you know how to balance energy now, to ground yourself. So I'm sure that most of you have been grounding yourself and working with this energy. But I think the most important thing we have to realize too is that, as Archangel Michael taught us, in this period, we have been going through a realignment of our energy meridians so that the right brain and the left brain are coming into alignment and are working together in tandem to bring that energy down from the pineal gland into the pituitary gland and then down into the heart center, body. This is important because, as Archangel Michael explains, as the energy rises in frequency, it becomes more and more powerful because more and more people are receiving it on the earth. Now, if this energy is not received in a balanced way, it can go into your system, and if you're not grounding it, it kind of knocks your system completely. And what happens is that people start to become very irritable, very angry. And the more ungrounded you are and the more out of balance you are, you can go into fear and anxiety and paranoia and delusions and illusions and all sorts of things. Now, I don't think anyone here is going to be in that kind of state of mind. But you only have to look outside at what's going on in the world and you can see plenty of that, plenty of evidence of people who are not coping with this powerful energy that's coming into their systems. So it's very necessary that we work with ourselves and we work to balance right brain, left brain, into the heart, ground the energy and flow it so that we can create with this energy, because that's what it's intended for. This energy is given to us to create our reality, to create a new reality, to create a new earth. If we're not using it creatively, it just bounces all over the place and makes us very uncomfortable. So the good news is that as you integrate more and more, you'll feel a whole lot better and you'll start to feel more powerful and you'll start to understand how to direct this energy. So Archangel Michael suggests that you say to yourself right now, if you've said yes, as Claudia did, I accept this energy, then say to yourself, I am now opening to become a seventh dimensional ascended master. And that means that you are opening yourself to being in balance and you're committing to creating balance in your light body, your energy body, and in your physical body, so that the balance in you can affect people around you and ultimately affect the collective to be in that state of balance. Then you are opening yourself to creativity, that you are stepping forward and saying, I'm ready to be a co-creator with spirit. I am ready to create with my soul. I'm ready to create a new reality in this time, in this new cycle, for myself and for the earth. And being aware that you are a co-creator in this process. You're not just a victim of circumstances. You're not just observing what's going on around you. You're actually a part of everything that happens. And when you become conscious of this, it doesn't mean that you're trying to control what happens. It means you're simply aware that what is going on around you is being created, and that you have your personal creations and there are also collective creations, and that you, as a master, are able to focus a much more powerful beam of creative energy into the reality than someone, for example, who is not connected, who is not balanced, and who is trying to manipulate through the old energies. So what this actually means, as Archangel Michael says, is as a seventh dimensional being, you have the ability to make a difference in your own life and in the collective life by simply working with this energy and being aware of the power of this energy to create peace. So as a seventh dimensional being, you are also opening yourself to peace, to being peace, to transmitting peace, and to carrying that energy of peace with you. And peace, in this way of understanding, is not just the absence of conflict. It's also a positive creative energy where you are creating a vibration or a resonant field of something very positive that allows for growth, for harmony, to experience the absolute joy and love and inner harmony of divine connection. That's what peace means in this sense. So all of us are opening our hearts and we're opening our beings to being fully transmitters of this energy and holding this energy in our being, no matter what goes on around us. And I think this is the difficult thing for all of us as we look at what goes on around us and we say, okay, I am going to hold that energy of peace with its immense creativity and possibility in my being. I will be that peace on the earth. And as you do that, you are also saying, I will be non-reactive to whatever is going on that is negative or that is not what I want or that is of lower frequency, put it that way. Because as a seventh dimensional master, you can choose what frequency you want to hold and where you want to be. So you choose. And you don't react to, unless of course you choose to, but generally not to react to the negativity around you and get involved in it or to be pulled into it, because you are holding a very different energy. So on the positive side, as a seventh dimensional being, you will be responsible for your actions and your choices, whatever you choose. You'll be calm at all times or most of the time, because there will be times when you need to be powerful, but you'll be calm and you'll think about things. You'll be loving. You'll be kind, because these are expressions of a higher dimensional compassionate consciousness. But then, as Archangel Michael also says, and of course he is the archangel that is associated with power and courage and strength, there are times in a master's life when you need to stand up for what you believe in and where you need to be powerful and where you need to be empowered and where you need to focus that energy that is given to you on creating something positive, something that is necessary, or standing for something that you feel to be necessary. So that is kind of what you're stepping into. And all of that has to do with how you focus this divine creative power that you are given, and how you become a channel, because that's what the seventh dimensional body is actually. It's a channel for divine intelligence, a channel for compassionate love from the divine heart. And so that pretty much means, is what it means to access the seventh dimension and the mastery at that level. Okay, Claudia, so that's what I'm explaining. Do you feel that that's resonant with you, that you feel good about that?
Yeah, I feel fantastic.
And you're still ready to go there?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay, I hope that everyone else is also feeling that this for them is the next step. It's where they need to be at this important time, and that they will be able to work with this energy in the new cycle of time that's coming. Now, in the channel with Archangel Michael, he did point out that
at the tone, please leave a message for mailbox number 170.
Okay. Interesting. Are we still online, Claudia?
Yes, we are. Sorry about that.
Okay. Now, where was I? Okay. So he did mention that we're moving into a new cycle of time, and that we've been in a 9-year cycle that began, or an 8-year cycle that began in 2008, and which culminates now. And it's finished. And now we're moving into another cycle that will go as far as 2026. And that is where we're standing today. We are getting ready to decide that we are going to create a new cycle. Now, we don't have to think in terms of 8 or 9 years. We just have to think about, okay, for the next year, what are we going to create? But knowing that whatever we create now is the foundation for this next cycle. So we have to think very carefully, what do I want to create for myself and for my community and my planet? And don't, Archangel Michael, don't focus on what you don't want to create. Okay, so at this time, everybody in the world, in the mainstream media and the internet and whatever, is focusing on what they don't want. They don't want the violence. They don't want this person to be president. They don't want this. They don't want that. Okay, but we all know that the more we focus on, the more we create. So focus rather on what you do want, especially today and tomorrow. Focus on, for example, peace on the earth, focus on harmony, focus on people getting together, people experiencing oneness, people understanding what is the fifth dimension, people connecting with their creativity, people finding creative solutions for the problems we have on earth, people building new societies, new forms of relationship, new ways of connecting with the earth that are sustainable, people working together to create abundance and sharing and love, and focus on these things, because this is what we want to create for our earth. And then think about yourself. What do you want to create for yourself? What does your soul want for you? How does your soul want to express itself through you? Because as a seventh dimensional master, you are a clear channel for your soul and for spirit. So your soul will express through you the will of spirit in your life. So what is it that your soul wants to experience on earth? What are your dreams? What are your desires? What would you like to manifest in this new cycle? And Archangel Michael suggests the best thing you can do now is actually, after this broadcast is over, to sit down and actually write down for yourself, what do I want to create with my life? What do I want to experience in this new cycle, because you are initiating a new cycle, whether you know it or not, but now you know it. And of course, there are many people who don't know it. And as Michael says, if you don't focus on lifting yourself to another level of experience and a higher consciousness, you just go around in circles because you have to keep moving. That is the whole essence of life and creation. Keep moving, keep experiencing. And if you don't go higher, you just go around in a circle and you keep experiencing the same things over and over again. And when you create a new timeline, instead of jumping to a higher one, you could, in fact, drop to a lower one if you're not conscious. And it's all part of the game and part of the way creation happens. But as a master, we want to be focused on making the most of this energy, optimizing the energy so that we can lift ourselves into something of higher consciousness and that we can be a conduit for the collective of humanity doing the same thing. So that sounds to me like something we really, really want to do as a group and to discover how wonderful it is going to be, and it is already, when we awaken to this understanding, this perspective of what's going on, and understand that this is what we are here for. This is what the whole ascension process has been about, to bring us into an awareness of how we as individuals work with this energy. And for me as a person, it's been a wonderful recognition to know that I don't have to go out there and do anything except be who I am, work with my soul, work with my consciousness, and bring myself into alignment with my soul and spirit. And then I will be guided to where I need to be. And what I am seeking to create will come to me if it is in alignment with my soul and spirit and my work as a master in the seventh dimension. So, wonderful times, wonderful things. Let's connect with Archangel Michael now. And let us go into an activation that will prepare us, if we so desire, to move into the seventh dimension at this time. And then, as Claudia did say, if we have time, and I hope we will after that, we will take a few questions if people want to ask questions, but as long as it's connected to our topic for today. So I ask that you make yourself comfortable. If you wish to lie on the floor or on a bed, that's fine. Otherwise, just sit up. Make sure your spine is straight and that you breathe deeply. Take a deep breath. And as you breathe out, you just release everything you don't need. Breathing in light, breathing in the new energy of who you are, connecting with your heart. And as you connect with your heart, you feel deep peace, a deep calm. As you connect with your soul, you connect with spirit, you connect with the divine light that is in your heart. Because you are a part of the divine. And you keep breathing deeply, feeling the waves of energy coming into your body. And as we begin this activation, we connect our hearts around the planet. From heart to heart, we are creating a circle of light, both for those who are here present and those who will listen later. We are all in the space of no time, in the day without time. And into this radiant circle of light, we invite the presence of Archangel Michael to be our guide in this activation. And so we feel the presence of this radiant being of light. Beloved family of light, we are here with you on this magical day to enjoy with you the flows of magic that are entering into the earth as you begin your new creations And we ask you to celebrate this time of great power and joy, and that you are aware and open to your role as creators and masters of time and light and energy. And we ask you to be aware that as you are part of this activation, you are also doing it for those around you, your family, your community, your country, for the earth itself, because you are holding this energy in your light body, in your body. And as you do that, you are helping to raise the frequency of the earth to the level where the earth itself and all humanity can shift to higher frequencies. So we ask you now to begin the activation by being aware, first of all, of your connection to the earth. Let the energy move down your body into the earth, through the earth star chakra to the center of the earth, where you connect with the heartbeat of the earth. And you're aligning that with your own heartbeat so that you and the earth are one. For indeed, beloved ones, you are one with the earth, and the earth is one with you. And just feel that love moving between you and the earth. The earth is part of your body, and your body is the earth. And just love. Love is everywhere. Love, compassion, connection. You are one with the earth. And now bring that energy up into your heart. Feel that love. Beloved ones, move that energy up through the crown, through the solar gateways, through the galactic gateway to the heart of the divine. You are all that is. You are part of all that is. You feel the consciousness of all that is. The angelic realms, the beings of light, the star nations, they are all a part of you, and you are a part of them. And bring that consciousness into your heart. You are a master. You are multidimensional. You can move between these different levels because you hold them in your being and in your heart. As you hold this connection between heaven and earth, beloved ones, bring yourself into balance. Feel how your masculine energy and your feminine energy are in perfect balance. And you feel that balance in your heart. Your sacred heart is open and receiving the divine light and transmitting the divine light. And now, beloved ones, we ask you to also feel that your right brain and your left brain are also in perfect balance. And they are receiving the divine light in a balanced way. They are working together to transmit that light into your body and to utilize it to manifest, to create, and to assist in the creation of the new earth. So you feel that beautiful sense, balance between heaven and earth in your heart. And so you prepare yourself now to step forward and claim your soul right, your birthright, to be a master of the seventh dimension on the earth. And if you wish to take this step now, beloved ones, you may say in your heart, yes, I am ready. And if you feel that this is not the right time for this moment, then you can also say no, not now, at a later time. But we invite you to be part of this historic moment when you can step forth and say, I am ready, and I am ready to embrace my power and be all that I can be, at this time and in this body and in this light body and on the earth. So, beloved ones, now you may feel that there is an opening occurring in your crown chakra and that the pineal gland is being strongly activated. That this should not upset you, because you should feel now that that powerful energy is simply moving through your body like a river of light and into the earth, into your heart, being transmitted outward into the community, to those around you, and into the earth. And beloved ones, I want you to feel, we want you to feel, all of us, the angels who are here present, the ascended masters who are celebrating you, the star nations who are singing your praises right now. We want you to feel how you are creating the new earth by first creating a paradise garden in your heart. We ask you to feel that in the center of your being, as an earth master, is a garden, a paradise garden of creativity, of light, of abundance, of beauty and harmony. We ask you to visualize that garden, to see it as you would like to experience it, to see it with forests of green trees, with clean oceans, with crystalline waterfalls, with a sky that is blue and clear for the animals and the earth and the birds and the fish and humanity to enjoy. Visualize it as you would like to see it and hold that in your heart. Beloved ones, as a seventh dimensional master, you should hold in your heart always the dream of what you would manifest on the earth and in your own life. Beloved ones, hold that vision. Imagine it in a diamond. The earth becomes a diamond of light. She lives in your heart. She lives in you. And she manifests around you. We ask you, beloved ones, to create and create and create, because that is what you are. You are a creator, a divine being of light, whose life is a creative act of beauty and love. We ask you to be peace. We ask you to be love. We ask you to be the light of the world. We ask you to focus on all that is good and loving and pure. We ask you to be what you are and to express that in every moment of your life. And we ask you to know that as you step forward and take your first steps in this new reality of the seventh dimension, you may fail sometimes, you may fall, but know that if you run with this energy, you will succeed and you will manifest all that you desire, because the new earth is already manifesting around you. It is in your energy field. It is in your heart. It is here. And so we thank you, each one of you, that is here today, that has offered yourself in the service of this light and the service of the planet and the service of all living beings on this planet. We thank you. We ask you to feel this immense hug, embrace of light that is coming to you from the higher dimensions as you are being supported into this new consciousness, this new awareness of who you are and of how spirit is working with you day by day to assist you to manifest what is needed. And we ask you finally to realize how deeply you are loved, how deeply you are appreciated for offering yourself in this work at this time. So we say thank you, beloved ones. Thank you. Thank you so much. And so now we simply ask that you rest in your heart for a moment as you integrate these energies. Just breathe deeply. Feel the energies moving through you, powerful yet peaceful. And so as we complete this activation, we will now hand you back to the channel to complete the process. So just keep breathing, breathing in, breathing out. Stay grounded, stay connected. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and just move your arms and legs and bring energy back to your physical body. And so here we are. I think that was really wonderful. Are you there, Claudia?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Okay, so I feel that we're prepared. We're ready. We're going to step forward tomorrow, no matter what happens in the old reality, if you want to call it that. We're going to step forward with a new awareness of who we are and what we can create on the earth. So I think that's really, really wonderful. So I think we do have a little bit of time. If people would like to connect or ask questions, shall we give that opportunity to them?
Yeah. And what we need is people to press number one if they have a question, or write it on the chat room. And so we have one caller. This is caller 562-826. Welcome to Charlotte View.
Hi, my name is Cindy Taylor. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have a question. I listened to Sheldon Neidl's webinar about going into the crystal chambers, into Agartha, into Inner Earth. And he goes on to explain how we will live in the Inner Earth. And I love the Outer Earth. I love Big Sur and Esalon and Dijon's. And I understand the rejuvenation process the chambers will go into Agartha. And that he says the Inner Earth is more like Lemuria. You know, it has a Polynesian look to it. And I'm prone or attracted to the Redwoods and the West Coast of America. So my question is, can we live on the Outer Earth once we go through the transformation of our bodies to become light bodies, or are we destined to live in the Inner Earth once we do this?
That's a good question. Thank you so much. I would answer from Archangel Michael's point of view is that all of that is within us. Okay, remember, you're a master now. You're not talking about an external reality. You're talking about a reality inside of you, and that you get to choose where you want to live. Okay, you get to choose where you will be and what reality you will be in. Now, I agree with you. I love the earth. I don't particularly want to go to the inner earth or to another planet or whatever. I came to the earth with a specific mission that has to do with the earth. And I don't believe for a minute that the earth as we know it is about to be destroyed. I think it's rebirthing. It's moving to a new level of creation. And that we will be part of that because it's all within us. So the inner earth is within us. The outer earth is within us. The galaxy is within us. And as a master, we choose where we will focus our energy and where we want to be. It's important that we celebrate choice, because we're not simply being told to go somewhere. You know, we're not just what could I say, victims of circumstance, we actually have choice about what we want to do and where we want to be. I think that is the important thing to remember in this process. So I hope that answered your question.
It did. Thank you. So now we have Patricia from Phoenix.
Yes, ma'am. Celia, could you please tell me what your the best method you have found for integrating energies?
That's also a good question. Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
I do have many people asking me, you know, what they should do. They carry crystals, or is there specific meditation? I'm just talking about my personal experience. I have found that doing the activation pretty much like Archangel Michael did with us, now top of the heart, integrate the earth, integrate the galaxy, balance yourself, and then flow the energy, is what works best to make me feel balanced and centered. Having said that, I do also experience that there are some times when the energy is just so powerful that it's very, very difficult. And you really have to kind of admit that, okay, today I need to take it easy, or I need to sleep, or I just need to be at peace with myself and give yourself a space. But I think the most important thing to remember now is, as Archangel Michael said, ground yourself, ground the energy, yeah, and balance your right brain and your left brain. That to me is the most important thing, because this energy that's coming through now is like almost like nuclear power. And if it isn't brought through the left brain, right brain balance, it just goes crazy and blows things up. So we have to watch how, you know, being careful about what we do with this energy. I've had people write to me and say, you know, my partner just got up and left me yesterday. I don't know what happened. And he told me he couldn't be with me anymore. He couldn't take my energy. You know, and this is what happens. You're channeling this nuclear energy practically. And the people around you are very uncomfortable with it. So that's why you need to learn how to transmit it the balanced way, so it doesn't kind of explode your life. So I hope that's answering your question.
Yes, it did. And Celia, that integration part is so important, because I think that we have never felt in our bodies what integration feels like. So we are actually expecting this boom, ba ba boom, back. And probably it's just allowing that everything happens, and just like what you said, send it down to the earth in our intention, and it's softer than an integration that we are expecting. Is that true?
Well, it's yes and no, because when you get a powerful energy comes through, no matter how prepared you are, it's sometimes a shock to your system, because we're moving upward in consciousness. So your body last year integrated the sixth dimension, and now you think, okay, well, I'm sixth dimensional, I feel fine. But then along comes seven, and boing, it's another whoosh of energy. And your body's not ready for it. So those of us who are doing this work now, we are struggling, literally. I think most of us are, to integrate that energy. So we will feel like we're being bounced all over the place. Or in my case, I always feel intense anxiety when I have to, and I know as soon as I start feeling anxious that something is happening. But the word integration simply means to be able to work with that energy so it doesn't upset you. Okay. So mostly you go through a period of being bounced all over the place, and then you learn how to work with it, and then it's okay. So integration doesn't mean that, like, for example, you come to this webinar or this broadcast and it's done. You may still have to go through some processes, but using the activation we just did with Archangel Michael will certainly help you to understand what's happening to you and what you need to do to flow that energy in a more comfortable way. And why this is important is because so many people simply don't understand what's happening to them. I see this often on Facebook, for example, where people are saying, you know, why am I having these symptoms? Or why am I having these symptoms again? What does it mean? So a lot of people don't understand what the energies are doing. But what we do now is we understand and we can work with it and we can be more comfortable. And eventually we can master that energy. And that's what this is all about. It's not just to be comfortable, but to be able to master it and work with it. So I think that's what I – does that make sense to you, Claudia?
Yes, it does. So now we have caller 502-558. Welcome to Charlotte View. Can I have your first name and where are you calling us from?
Hi, this is Wanda from Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Shalene. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can. Welcome.
Okay. Hi. So I really – so what you just talked about is so prevalent. But as each and every person, as we're getting accustomed to accepting more the transmission of energy from the heart of all of creation,
mm-hmm.
I'm wanting to know if – so here in the States, I think it might be different from where you are, and I know each country has different things that go on.
Mm-hmm.
But do you believe that as we're moving into this new cycle of time,
mm-hmm.
that with this energy, no matter what, that we would be able to transmute either lower energies that are bombarding our atmospheres, or is it that we are moving into that dimension and that energy is no longer bothering anyone who have raised their consciousness to that point of a higher point of consciousness, mm-hmm. rather than a lower frequency or a lower energy that tries to bombard that. Does that make sense?
No, of course.
Yes.
There are people who have moved themselves into higher dimensional consciousness and are living at that level and don't particularly want to be at the lower level. But then there are also people who, because of the work of their soul, are in the lower levels and are transmuting and having to work with these energies. And I know, you know, depending on where you are, I think in the States there are many people who are choosing that. I know where I am, many people are choosing to be that bridge for people, because when you decide to stay in the higher consciousness, which is a valid choice, of course, you are then not bridging into the levels where there are still people who need maybe help to move up. But that is a choice. And then, of course, as we move on, eventually everybody will move into the higher levels. And, of course, the lower levels, the lower frequencies will fall away. So I hope that kind of makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. Let me put her back.
Yeah.
As more groups and a collaboration of people, I guess, are moving into higher dimensions, is that is able to transmute anything anyway. Would that be right? It's just transmuting anything that is of it's just bouncing or it's just dispersed.
Yeah.
It's being dispersed.
Yeah, because as Archangel Michael says, the more people who are in higher consciousness, the more they are transmitting, whether they know it or not. They might not be doing it consciously, but they're transmitting higher frequencies. And the higher frequencies will always transmute what is lower. So the more people who make that choice, yes, they will be assisting in the transmuting of the lower energies, even if they're not focused on that, for example.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have some questions in the chat room. Do you want to answer some of them? How are you on time?
take a few. Okay.
Okay. So, so question. This is from Mary. Mary comes 14. It says, "I have manifested my dreams, highest vision, and still here, wondering how to get to next vision. I feel as if I'm floating and open to guidance, but no destination, only envisioning a life of peace and freedom and bliss."
Okay, that's a great place to be. But as Archangel Michael says, you know, life is about creating and creating and creating. And for those of us who come out of an old third-dimensional world, we think that there's only one dream. And then when we've created it, that's it. You know, I've created my dream. But Archangel Michael always says to me, well, what is your next dream? Do you have another dream? Where would you like to go after this? And it's interesting that he said to me, if you want to stay where you are, that's fine. But if you want to move to another level, that's even better. So I think the challenge is to recognize that we are creative beings and that we are creating our lives so that as we move forward, we need to keep renewing the dream and maybe expressing it at a higher level. You know, so if you have created a life of peace and harmony, could you move that to another level in another way? Could you expand it? Could you invite other people in? Could you, you know, the possibilities and the probabilities are always part of a new timeline and a new reality as you go into it. There's so much we can choose. And I think the whole process of choosing and making choices is very central to being a master and being able to create and knowing that we have endless choices. We're not just limited to one choice.
So you would be able to know as because you will feel the need to create different or not, depending on who you are and where you're going.
I think it's a matter of being creative and knowing that there are always choices every day. I mean, we're not aware of the choices we have in life because we've become so used to life being a certain way and doing the same things every day because we've been conditioned into that. So we're not even aware of how much choice we have every day. And as we start becoming aware of that, we start becoming aware of having different choices in our lives, in the bigger picture as well, in positive ways. You know, and if you're floating one day, well, that's fine. But maybe the day after, an idea might come to you. Or you might have a dream about something, or your soul might speak to you and say, why don't you try this? Or why don't you go there? So it's always about feeling what's happening inside of you. What is your soul feeling? What is your spirit saying to you? Because the soul is always seeking to experience new things. That's why the soul is here, basically, to experience. So maybe the soul is having a nice time just floating. Or maybe it's ready for the next experience, but only you can know that in your heart.
Okay, thanks. And the last question, we have Shirley, and she said, should we be manifesting our new reality in all dimensions or primarily in the seventh dimension? What aspect would be in third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, and so on?
Interesting question. Okay. I think we should be manifesting what we desire to create. And if we are in alignment with our soul and our spirit, we would be looking to create a higher dimensional reality. So we'd be looking at creating the 5D Earth, 6D, 7D. Knowing that 3D is kind of going out of fashion and won't be with us much longer. In fact, isn't with us. It's just the illusion of 3D. So we're creating for the new Earth. We're creating for higher consciousness, for the Earth, for our community, and for ourselves. I think that would be my answer.
Now, Celia, you said something also that should we open ourselves to be channelers, everyone that is on the call, and everyone that will listen this, and everyone that is ready. Will the message that is going to be transmitted by each and every one of us the same, or would there be some kind of confusion when the message comes to the channeler and the channeler interprets that message with its own history and...
Well, as we move into the seventh dimension, we become these masters, and we balance our right brain and our left brain. We become more intuitive. We become more able to read, to understand. Mm-hmm. We won't need that old way of having to understand the words. We will understand the meaning. We'll understand the feeling. And we will be resonant with it or not. So we won't need to argue or to analyze so much, because we'll feel it in our hearts and our souls. And I think when we become channels on the seventh dimensional level, it's not just channeling words as, for example, I've been doing here, but it's also channeling energy, transmitting code. You don't even have to be conscious of being a channel. You can walk into a room or go into the supermarket, and you are channeling frequency to people, and they are picking it up on these levels. So I think in that case, it's simply being aware that you are in higher consciousness and that you need to stay there so that people can feel that energy when they are with you.
And that is beautiful, Celia, because that means some people are comfortable talking, and
uh-huh.
many more are not comfortable talking. So understanding that channeling means just accepting the seventh dimension and bringing it with you wherever you go, doing whatever you do, well,
uh-huh.
then it's just in you. It's just by you allowing it. It's easy. You don't have to – that's what I wanted to stress out, is that you don't have to go on a podium and have – express words to express yourself if that's not who you are or what you are.
Exactly. Yes. You just have to be who you are, because you came to the earth with your energy and your soul purpose, and as long as you are connecting with that and working with that, that is who you are, and you are a master.
Okay. So I think we are reaching the end of the show. We don't have any more questions. We still have a lot of listeners. And so do you have a last message? Can you share about your webinar? So people, if they are hungry for more information, how they can continue learning with the webinar that is going to start?
Yes, thank you, Claudia. This particular broadcast is the first part of the webinar series that I'm doing. There will be four more gatherings in my webinar room, which is through Zoom. And we're going to be exploring what it means to be in the seventh dimension and how we can take on this mastery. And what we're going to be doing is also having a ceremony for the Lion's Gate so we can integrate those energies. So I'd like to invite people, if you would like to learn more about these energies and be part of the integration of these energies with a group, you're welcome to do that. It will be available from my website. You can go on there and find out about the webinar series. Otherwise, also the channels are available from the website as well, and Archangel Michael will keep us all up to date about what's coming in the rest of this year and the new energies as they manifest in our lives. So thank you so much, Claudia, for allowing me to be with you and to reach so many people through the internet radio, and thank you for your energy and your light at this time on the earth.
Thank you, Celia. So remember, everybody, www.starchildglobal.com. That's Celia's fan website. Also, follow her on Facebook. Befriend her on Facebook. I don't know if she still has room for more friends, but you can like her and follow her on Facebook and be on the loop of everything that is going on with Celia. And, of course, we're having her back with us, and I believe it's in November or December. It's for the equinox, for the fall equinox. But we'll also put that up on Facebook, Charlotte View. So thank you, everybody, for being here. We had a fantastic show. And hundreds of people share this information so everybody can get on with the transmission and just listen as many times as you want, because this is free for the world, from Celia's heart to the world. So thank you, Celia.
Thank you, Claudia. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.